brothers and sisters.
我们今天一起来，看一段圣经哈。
We'll begin today by reading a passage together.
今天这段我选出来三段圣经，主要的讲的就是耶稣他对他的门徒所讲的话。
I chose three passages today, all of them were words from Jesus to his disciples.
所以我们请大家先打开圣经马太福音第十八章。
First turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音第十八章，我们从第一节读到第五节。
We'll read from chapter 18 from verse 1 to 5.
我们找到了我们中英，我们就一起来。
Let's read this together, whether in English or in Chinese.
当时
At that time, the disciples came to Jesus and said, Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a child to his servants and offered him, But truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then humbles himself as his child, he is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives me as a child in my name receives me.
好，我们再请大家翻到路加福音第十章。对不起，马可。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10.
马可福音第十章第十五节。
Chapter 10, verse 15.
我们这次就请英文的人念。
Mark 10, 15. Let's read this together in English. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it at all.
那我们再请中文的人念路加福音第十八章的第十七节。
In the Chinese readers, please read the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verse 17.
我找到了，就来哈，十七节。我实在告诉你们，凡要承受神国的，若不像小孩子，断不能进去。好，我们读经就到这里。
These are the passages we'll read today.
那么我今天这个题目选出来之后，我就感到很惨。
I feel a little embarrassed about my title today.
因为我一边在准备，一边是实在觉得这个应该就是对我自己。
Because as I prepare, I feel like these words are really speaking to me.
所以我也知道以后将来大家看见我的话，可能常常会提到这件事，是不是像小孩子
？I feel like in the future, people are going to come up to me and ask me, "Have you become a child?"
好，那我们再一起来看一下刚才我们读过的马太福音。
Okay, let's turn back to Matthew.
我们特别注意到有几个点哈，这个是耶稣是在对他的门徒讲的。
Couple of things to notice. First of all, these are words of Jesus to his disciples.
他不是对一般的信徒或者还没有信的人讲，而是他是跟他的跟从他的这些门徒所讲的。
Not to people who have not believed him, but to the disciples who are already following him.
那么他跟门徒讲的时候，还找了一个小孩子来，让小孩子站在门徒的当中。
He went and found a child and set him before the disciples.
就让门徒看着小孩子，他就跟门徒说：“你们要回转，要变成小孩子的样式。”
With this child as an example, he said to the disciples, "You are to be converted and become like children."
而且如果不是这样的话呢，就断不能进天国。
And if you don't, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
就讲到这里的时候，也使我们想起在圣经第一本书的时候，还记得不记得那个神把亚当带到伊甸园里面？
I remember in the very first book of the Bible when God brought Adam into the Garden of Eden.
神对亚当说，果中园中的所有树上的果子都可以吃，只有一棵树上的果子不能吃。
When God warned Adam, you can eat from any of the trees in the garden except for this one.
我们大家都知道后面的结果就是亚当没有听从神的话。
But the end result, as we all know, is Adam did not heed the word of God.
好，现在我们主耶稣他就对他的门徒这样说。
But now Jesus says to his disciples,
让他们都看见这个小孩子。
Using a child as an example,
他要这些门徒们都回转变成小孩子的样式。
He wanted his disciples to be converted to become like children.
而且呢，这是一个很关键的关于生命的问题，是能否进入天国的问题。
And the consequence is very important. The consequence is whether or not you enter into the kingdom of heaven.
当然了，这个圣经里面没有门徒没有问耶稣说为什么要变成小孩子的样式。
And as we can see, the disciples do not ask Jesus why they must become like children.
因为我们读圣经时也读到过，对不对？我们说进天国的门是窄门。
In the Bible, we learn that the door to the kingdom of heaven is a narrow one.
是不是这门都长得很大，进不了那个窄门呢？一定要变成小孩子一样是？
Is it because the disciples are not grown ups? They're too big to enter that door. They must become like children.
当然，我想耶稣讲的话里面当然也有这个意思在里面。
But I don't know if this is what Jesus meant, but it may be.
因为后面我们就可以看到耶稣讲的是谦卑的问题。
And later on, Jesus mentioned this is a matter of being humble.
那么我们来看门徒他们怎么会有耶稣跟他们讲起这件事情。
Now let's see what prompted Jesus to bring up this subject.
因为我们读圣经的马太福音刚才十八章我们知道是门徒来问主耶稣说天国里谁最大。
This came after the disciples asked Jesus this question of who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
对，如果再看马太福音在第九章的时候是因为他们的门徒在争论。
Also in Matthew 9, it mentioned that the disciples were quarreling about this issue.
对，他们在争论的时候给耶稣听见，他们争论天国里到底谁大。
They were debating with each other as to who's going to be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
在路加福音里面也讲到，他们也在争论到底将来谁会最大。
And also it was recorded in Luke that they had this debate as to who's going to be the greatest.
他们的争论并不是他们知道在天国里一定是主耶稣最大，对不对？他们争论是他们门徒中间谁会最大。
I think they realized that Jesus is going to be the greatest in heaven, but I think the debate is among the disciples who's going to be the next greatest.
所以你看这些门徒，他们每一个人，他们已经都放下自己所做的，他们放下自己一切来跟随了耶稣。
At this point, the disciples have already given up their professions and what they do to follow Jesus.
而且，他们是放下了一切跟随耶稣之后呢，他们是为了天国的缘故。
And they do that because they believe that there is a kingdom of heaven.
可是现在主耶稣却说让他们要变成小孩子的样式。
But now Jesus tells them to be like children.
所以他们自己心里是会怎么想的？
I wonder what they were thinking at that point.
他们到底什么地方就是说让主耶稣不满意？
What is it about them that caused Jesus to give them that challenge?
以至于主耶稣在这里这样跟他们说，你们要转成变成小孩子的样式，不然的话都不能进天国。
In what aspect was Jesus so displeased with them so that he would tell them to be converted and be like children in order to enter the kingdom of heaven?
所以我们先来看一看，比如讲从彼得和安德烈这两个是十二个门徒中间的两个。
Let's look at some examples of the disciples. First of all, let's look at Peter and Andrew.
他们如果争论的时候，他们会说他们是主召的第一批就第一个门徒。
If they want to make an argument that they were the greatest, they could say that we are the first and second called by Jesus.
而且按照论资排辈的话，如果按照大小，应该他们是大弟子，就是他们应该是第一，最大。
So if the calling order matters, then they would be the first and second greatest.
而且他们自己心里想，我们也不是争什么，我们真的是属于跟从主耶稣，将来在天国里做大。
And they may argue that they don't want to be great on earth, they just want to be great in heaven.
那我们再想想雅各和约翰，他们是在彼得之后被主耶稣所召的。
James and John were called after Peter and Andrew.
彼得他们在打鱼，然后这个雅各和约翰他们在捕网。
And when Peter was fishing, James and John were found while they were mending their nets.
所以他们在争论的时候，他们可以说，那至少我们是被主耶稣第二批召的，所以。我们也可以算排上第一也可以排第二。
So their argument could be, well, we are the second group called, so maybe if we're not in the first and second, we could still be third and fourth.
那我们来看看马太他如果在争论中他怎么争吧。
But if Matthew were to argue about his order, he would say,
马太会说，我是放下挣大钱的机会。来跟从主耶稣的，放下的东西比你们都多。
He would say, "I gave up a lucrative job to follow Jesus. I gave up more than all of you fishermen did."
对啊，彼得、雅各他们只是放下他们的渔船，对不对？他们可是这个马太他放下的最多最多。
For Peter or for James, they just gave up their fishing boats and nets. But for Matthew, he gave up a job.
如果按照这个来讲的话，他放的代价最大，应该他作为在天国里面最大。
So if how much price you pay on earth matters, that means he should be greater in heaven.
那么还有，我们再来看拿单燕，他用什么来比呢
？Or what would Nathaniel say?
啊，因为主耶稣说过他，他说主说我是个真以色列人，心里没有诡诈。
Because Jesus commanded him, calling him a true Israel, and there is no deceit in his heart.
所以他可以说，我主耶稣还没有招我的时候，我的人品就很好。
He could say, even before I became a disciple, Jesus recognized my good qualities.
所以我应该的天国里是最大。
So I should be ranked up higher in the kingdom of heaven.
那我们再来看腓力他怎么说呢？如果真的吗？
If Philip were to enter this debate, what would he say?
因为是腓力他找到拿单叶的。
Philip was one who brought Nathanael along.
所以腓力他完全可以说，拿单叶如果不是我的话，你可能还成不了主耶稣的门徒。
So Philip could make the argument that to Nathanael, if it weren't for me, you wouldn't become a disciple.
所以在天国里排名次的话，我一定要排到比较前，至少在拿单叶之前。
So if there was a ranking in heaven, I would be pretty far up front, at the very least, be in front of Nathanael.
所以我们看见哈，门徒他们在这里，他们是争论，虽然是争论在天国里的，啊排谁大谁小。
So these disciples were debating a ranking in the kingdom of heaven.
而不是在排地上争，在公司里面或者争在地上的国度里面的大小。
They're not quarreling about their position on earth.
可是这一点主耶稣他也不喜欢。
But even so, Jesus is not pleased by that.
主耶稣在这里看见的，他们争论说的问题在哪里？
The problem with this debate is,
虽然他们这些门徒是跟着主耶稣在走，可是他们是虽然是在走天路。
Is that these disciples may be following Jesus on earth, but they are actually walking a heavenly journey with Jesus.
而且是要进入天国，要承受天国的。
And their end result is to enter the kingdom of heaven.
可是他们呢，还是只是把新的鞋穿上，可是他们自己走的路还是老的路。
They may be wearing new pair of shoes, but they're still walking in their own ways, old ways.
他们里面还是用在地上的国度，我们人的智慧来想象在天国。
They're still imagining about their rankings as if they're in an earthly kingdom.
他们还是没有放掉他们里面的骄傲。
They have not yet put down their own pride.
这个骄傲不是很容易看出来，这个骄傲你可以看出来，他不是我们很讲的一个人，他能鼓吹自己怎么样怎么样。
It's not an obvious pride like someone is really very boastful.
可以你可以看到他们是在可以说在跟随主耶稣的上面，他们出现了一个骄傲。
But in their following of Jesus, in their experience of following Jesus, you can see that there's some pride in themselves.
他们凭着自己过去所做的，或者所经历过的，或吃过的苦，或者放下的东西，来到天国里面来评大和小。
They're trying to measure who's going to be greater in the kingdom of heaven based upon what they did on earth or what they gave up on earth for Jesus.
所以主耶稣在这里看到了这个问题，特别给他们指出来。
So that's why Jesus needed to point out their problem.
所以主耶稣才说，我们可以这样说，是非常厉害的话。
So Jesus said these stern words to them.
跟这些跟随他的门徒说，你们要回转。
To these disciples who have been following him,
要变成小孩子的样式。
He told them to be converted and to become like children.
对，我们不知道当时门徒他们看的这些小孩子，这一个小孩子是他们心里是怎样想。
I'm not sure what the disciples felt as they saw this child set before them.
当然，我们现在我们也都是从小孩子长大的。
And we have all grown up from being children before.
我们可以回忆我们自己的童年。
And as we think about our childhood,
而且在我们当中，我们也看到有很多的孩子。
And even as we look at some of the little kids that are in this church right now,
对，我们可以想象一下，主耶稣如果跟我们讲，叫我们要回转，像这样的小孩子样式。
And if you imagine Jesus said to you to be converted to become like one of these little kids,
对，我们首先想到的是什么
？What would our first thought be？
啊，如果我们看到孩子有的时候很调皮，我们想这孩子根本不听话啊。
Well, if you see a naughty kid, your first thought would be, this kid never listens.
可是我想你真正的看着孩子的时候。
But if you truly look at a child,
你可以真正想到他孩子，他真正讲起来他是什么都没有的。
You can realize that this child has nothing.
他就说，他刚刚生出来，他还没有经历过我们在世上我们成人所经历过的。
As a newborn or a young child, he has not experienced a grown-up, what a grown-up experiences in this world.
对，我们成人可以说我们上过某某某好的大学。
As a grown-up, you can say you've attended such and such university.
或者拿到什么什么样的啊学位。
Or you've received such and such degree.
或者在某某公司啊做的很高的职位。
Or you've had such position in this corporation.
或者我们受洗归入主之后，我们说我们在教会里面也非常的侍奉。
Or all the services you performed after you were baptized in the church.
对，我们可以啊到外面传道。
We can preach the gospel.
吃了很多的苦。
We can even suffer for the Lord.
也为主受了很多很多的委屈。
Or we can go through a lot of hardships for the Lord.
这些地方都是我们成人所可以讲的。
All these things are what a grown up can talk about.
孩子他可没有什么可讲的。
But to a child, there's nothing to say from a child.
他如果要讲的话，他只能说他那是吃奶吃的怎么好，自己怎么好，是吧？
The best a child can boast about is how good his milk was.
或者再回去的话，他的历史也就是还没有生出来。
Even if you go before that, he wasn't even born yet.
他根本就没有。
There's not much he can say.
所以你真正看的话，让我们看见他，主耶稣叫这里看的是叫门徒要转成孩子的样式。
So if you look at a child who has nothing, and Jesus calls his disciples to be like that child.
对，他就什么都没有。
To have nothing.
可是他知道他仰望谁。
But to know who he can look up to.
所以耶稣在这里后面讲，他要门徒们谦卑，像孩子的样式。
So later Jesus says, calls for his disciples to humble themselves to be like a child.
我们不会说某一个孩子，哎呦，这孩子很谦卑啊。
We wouldn't look at a kid and say this kid is so humble.
因为孩子本身就没有骄傲的问题。
Because there's very little pride in a child to begin with.
所以对谦卑这个字是对成人来讲的，有骄傲的人来讲的。
So being humble is a problem with grown-ups, and that is spoken directly to grown-ups.
所以主在这里特别对这门徒要求是要他们要谦卑的像这孩子的样式。
So Jesus directs his disciples to be humble like as this child.
所以让我们看见这孩子的时候，孩子身上是没有骄傲的。
In a child, there's very little pride.
我们也不会想到对这个孩子说啊，你要谦卑一点，你这个孩子要谦卑一点。
You don't tell a little kid to be humble.
他的样子就是谦卑。
A young child is humble.
所以主耶稣特别叫门徒在这里看见的问题就是这个谦卑。
So this is the problem that Jesus wants his disciples to see, the matter of humility.
也是要对付我们啊心中显而未见的这个骄傲。
And to deal with the pride that is in our hearts.
我们也知道魔鬼撒旦被打下来，他们的问题也就是在这个骄傲上面。
You know that when Satan was cast from heaven, the root problem of that is a pride.
亚当之所以被赶出伊甸园，也是因为不听神的话。
And Adam being kicked out of the Garden of Eden, it was because he did not listen to God.
要将自己升高于神同等。
He wanted to make his own decisions like God.
所以我们现在同样一样，在主的恩典下，我们作为门徒来跟随主，也会发生这种情况。
And people today like us, even if we are called disciples, we follow Jesus, we still will run into the same problem.
我们在受洗之前会有骄傲。
Before we were baptized, we have a lot of pride.
我们在受洗之后也会有骄傲。
And after we were baptized, we still have the same pride.
我们特别是在后面，如果侍奉主更多，有的时候骄傲就更多。
Especially the longer and the more you serve the Lord, the more pride you end up having.
所以我们特别在这里看见主耶稣这句话对门徒特别在这里讲。
So this is a very good lesson that Jesus says to his disciples.
而且主耶稣也告诉门徒，天国的人就像小孩子的样式。
And Jesus even mentioned that the people in the kingdom of heaven are like such children.
所以耶稣就把小孩子带到门徒的面前，让他们看。
That is why Jesus brought this child before the disciples to show them.
因为我们毕竟我们的言语是有限。
Because our words are limited.
我也相信我在这里也是解释不清楚。
Kind of like me standing up here, not quite able to explain what I want to say.
有的时候只好靠我们的心里去领会啊。
It's important sometimes you just try to understand with your heart.
因为我们主耶稣为什么要让一个孩子站在门徒的当中，让他们看
？The reason why Jesus brought a child before these disciples.
耶稣他没有直接批评门徒说你们不应该争吵。
And not directly correct them and say do not quarrel among yourselves or debate among yourselves.
耶稣就让他们看见这个小孩子。
It's because Jesus wants to show them this child.
那么我们知道，实际上真正讲起来的话，要从一个门徒，就是说已经成人的门徒，而且也是跟随主的门徒，再要转回一个小孩子的样式，是不是难
？Is it hard to turn a disciple who's been following Jesus and listening to Jesus back to a likeness of a child? Is that difficult?
我想一定是难的。
I think it is.
那么我们在还没有受洗之前，还记得有一段故事是讲， 尼哥底母去请教耶稣。
And I think a lot of us learned of the story of Nicodemus before we were baptized.
耶稣说一定要重生。
And Jesus told Nicodemus that he must be born again.
尼哥底母怎么想？他说我已经老了，人怎么再回到母腹里面重新生出来吗
？And Nicodemus' natural thought was, well, I'm already a grown man. How can I be reborn from my mother again?
对，这是对还没有受洗的，还不是对门徒讲的话。
And these words Jesus said to people who are still seeking, not to disciples.
现在主是对这些门徒们所说这些话。
Now his words are to his disciples.
他们怎么想
？What were the disciples thinking?
所以这一定是很难的事情。
I think it's difficult for the disciples.
我们再仔细想想，到最后的时候，主耶稣临上十字架之前，还做了一件事情。
Before Jesus went on the cross, he did something for the disciples.
还是在继续在告诉门徒们。
Continuing teaching them the same lesson.
要谦卑。
The lesson of humility.
这就大家都知道的，耶稣给门徒们洗脚。
And that is the action of Jesus washing his disciples' feet.
他这是在约翰福音十三章里面所说到的。
And that's recorded in John chapter 13.
耶稣他降卑下来，成为我们人的样式，而且为我们上十字架。
Jesus humbled himself, taking on the likeness of a man, and even went on the cross for men.
实际上，对我们在地上的人来讲，不是那么容易能够真是真正的明白耶稣降卑降的到底降到了什么样的位置。
For us earthly people, it's hard for us to reconcile just how much humility Jesus had to take on himself in order to what he did.
因为我们都没有到过天天上，没有看过耶稣在天上是什么的样式，荣耀的样式。
Because we've never been to heaven and we've never saw what glories he had in heaven.
我们在读诗篇的时候，我们知道在神创造整个宇宙万物的时候，我们的主耶稣就是他的公师。
We know that in Psalms, when God created the universe, Jesus was there.
所以他是整个宇宙万物的创造者之一。
So he's one of the creators of the universe.
可是如今，他现在在上十字架之前，他为了让门徒再次的知道如何要谦卑。
But now at the time of before him going on the cross, in order for his disciples to learn the lesson of humility again.
所以他就为门徒洗脚。
He washed their feet.
耶稣洗完了脚之后，就问门徒：“我所做的，你们知道吗
？”And after he washed their feet, he asked them, "Do you know what I've done?"
我们大部分都有从国内来的背景哈。
A lot of us here came from mainland China.
像犹太人跟中国人也很像，就是说很讲究年幼长老啊。
I think the Jews are a lot like the Chinese. They care very much about your age and your generation.
而且也特别尊敬老师。
And they're taught to respect the elderly and the teachers.
你现在想想看，是耶稣，我们先不说他是神的儿子，就说在地上，他是带领这些门徒的，是门徒的老师。
And so let's for a moment forget that Jesus is the Son of God. Think of his position on earth as a teacher of these disciples.
作为一个老师，他谦卑下来给门徒洗脚。
As a teacher, he washed his students' feet.
所以他自己说，我给你们做了榜样。
So he said to them, I gave you an example.
我想门徒当都明白。
And I think by that point, the disciples have understood.
作为一个老师来给他们洗脚。
To have their teacher wash their feet.
他们完全降卑。
That is the ultimate humility.
所以主耶稣也说，叫他们门徒彼此洗脚。
That's when Jesus commanded the disciples to wash each other's feet.
都把自己放下来。
They all out to lower themselves.
所以在这里我们主耶稣继续在教导门徒。
So even to the point before his going on the cross, he was still teaching them the same lesson.
所以而且主耶稣不但说，而且他自己做了。
Not only was he just saying these things to them, he did it to show them.
所以他也给我们做了榜样，让我们学他的样式。
He was an example for us that we should do what he did.
所以我们再来看一下，那么如今就是主耶稣说的这番话，对我们现在是如何应用
？So what applications? How does what Jesus said have? What does what Jesus said have to do with us today?
我们知道，在马太福音里面，主耶稣讲了这个不能进天国，一共有讲了两个地方。
There are two places in Matthew when Jesus said that you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven unless.
第一次是在马太福音第五章。 里面说到。
First time is in Matthew chapter 5.
主耶稣第五章二十节是这样说。
In chapter 5 verse 20 he said,
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
For I say to you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
还有就是在今天我们刚才读过圣经里面马太福音第十八章第三节。
And the second place where he mentions you will not enter the kingdom of heaven is in chapter 18, verse 3 that we read earlier.
我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
He said, truly I say to you, unless you are converted and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
而且这两次都是对他的门徒所讲的。
And on both occasions, he was talking to his disciples.
我们也知道主耶稣自己说的，他说的话，这个天地要废去，他说的话不能废去。
Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but not one of his words will pass away.
所以我们首先，我们要知道这是主耶稣他自己说的话。
So we have to first realize and recognize that these are Jesus' words.
而且他要我们去遵行。
And these are things that he wants us to do.
已经让这些门徒也在我们前面做了榜样。
And he has allowed his disciples to be examples for us.
所以如今对我们来讲，我们该怎么做？
So what should we do?
对吧？我们受洗了，归入主的名下，然后我们都享受了主的恩典。
We are now baptized, we live under the name of the Lord, and we are enjoying His grace.
所以从某种程度上讲，我们世界的也有了，然后属天的也都有了。
So in a sense, you can say, I have everything on this earth and in heaven.
我们再仔细想想，这是主耶稣，是不是主耶稣所喜悦的事情？
But really, if you think about, if that's your attitude, is this what Jesus wants?
所以主耶稣在这里讲，要我们真是谦卑的像孩子的样式。
So Jesus wants us to be humble like children.
所以我们刚才讲过，我们要把我们以前的所有的我们认为可以骄傲的东西全部都放下。
That means we need to lay aside and get rid of all the things in the past that used to give us pride.
虽然是你辛辛苦苦挣来的。
Even though these things you earned with your hard work.
在大学里面学习一直到深夜两三点钟才能睡觉。
You worked hard in college, you studied until the crack of dawn.
对你这些挣来的学位你要放下。
Those degrees you worked so hard to earn, you need to put those aside.
你在地上能够挣很大的工资、这个职位你要放下。
The positions that give you a large salary on earth, you need to lay that aside.
不用这些东西来作为你的资本来做骄傲的资本。
To not allow these things to become the reason for you to be prideful.
或者我们常常在华人里面常常会我年长，我应该怎么样怎么样。
Or a lot of times you boast about your age, you know, I'm older than you, so therefore.
对对，这方面的骄傲我们也要放下。
That's a pride, an aspect of pride we need to lay down.
那我们对基督徒来讲，我们是已经成为基督徒的时候，我们要什么地方要放下的
？And as a Christian, what other aspects should we lay down?
真是要转变成孩子的样
式。What other things do we need to be converted from?
我们常常会谈到，我是。老基督徒大概受洗了十几年了。
You may say, I've been a Christian for many years. I've been baptized for 10 or plus years.
对啊，我是老弟兄了，我已经在这个教会侍奉了几十年了。
Or I'm an older brother than you. I've been serving in this church for many more years.
我曾经做过长老。
Or you may say, I was once an elder.
或者我曾经做过执事。
Or I was once a deacon.
这些东西都要放下。
All these things you need to put down.
这些东西都会使得你成为骄傲的东西。
All these things can cause you pride.
这些东西我们再看看，在孩子身上是一点没有。
And those are the things you won't find in the life of a child.
它是没有任何东西可以提的。
Because there's not much for a child to boast about.
所以我们在这里，主耶稣再次提醒我们，这些东西都要放下。
So this is Jesus once again reminding us today that these are the things we ought to lay down aside.
还有我们在平常的行事为人当中也是一样。
And in our relationship with people,
我们是否遵主的话而行？
Are we dealing with people according to what God commanded us to?
或者还是按照传统？
Or are we doing things according to tradition?
或者按照我们的就是说我们是从讲华语的，我们有自己的背景就很认为自豪。
Or do you feel proud sometimes that we want to hang out with the Chinese people because we all speak Chinese.
或者我们常常在讲话，哎，我们以前怎么样？以前怎么样
？Or in your conversations, you always mention in the past we did this, in the past we did that.
或者我们常常会看到现在年轻人所做的看不顺眼。
Or we look at the younger generation and what they do, it just doesn't seem quite right to us.
啊，他们听的歌，我们也不喜欢。
We're not so keen upon their music.
可是我们知道这些东西都是使我们骄傲的地方。
But these are areas where we find that we are our pride comes out.
对，我们真正看见的话，我们不要以为我们自己经历的多，好像我们就看不起其他的人。
Do not boast upon your experience just because you've done more that you look down on others.
所以主耶稣在这里说，要跟门徒讲，要回转像小孩子的样式。
Again, remember what Jesus said: be converted and be like a child.
所以我们。一直用这个图画在脑子里帮助我们去理解，也帮助我们去做。
So keep in mind the image of a child and to help you as you go on from here.
还有我们圣经里面也教导我们要看别人比自己强。
Also, the Bible teaches us to see others as better than us.
所以在小孩子来讲，他们一定是看别人比自己强。
Kids always look up to others as better than themselves.
所以他们，你看要跟大人讲话的，都是抬起头来想要跟要够到你，对吧？让你注意到他的他在要跟你讲话，他是头向上抬。
When they're small, they're talking to a grown-up. They have to lift their head and look up to you.
所以我们也是一样，我们真是要看别人比自己强。
So in the same sense, we ought to look up to others as better than us.
甚至像小孩子一样的。小孩子他是自然就出来的，而不是我们要大人要一定要做出来。
For a child, it's natural to do so.
所以主耶稣为什么在这里说要变成孩子的样子
？So Jesus wants us to be that natural as well, so we ought to be converted.
还有我们不去论断。
Another thing is let's not judge others.
对，圣经里面也教导我们不要论断。
It's a teaching in the Bible.
我们看看孩子的话，孩子里面你没有听说过孩子在论断谁哈？
You don't see little kids judging each other.
所以我们只有看到这些，我们就知道主耶稣所要我们所做的。
So these are all things that what Jesus wants us to do.
对，然后下面还有不争辩。
Another thing is do not quarrel.
不发火，不生气。
Do not get angry.
也不去为自己去争。
Do not fight for things that you want.
所以你再看看孩子们，他们在这方面都是没有的。
And again, these are the things that you don't find in the little kid.
当然你会讲这孩子到底是多大的孩子啊。
But also depends on how old the kid is, though.
不管怎么样，从越小到越大越看，我们有的我们自己从孩子出来，我们有的也做父母也知道。
But as you were once children or you were parents, you know how kids behave.
对，越是小孩，他越是听话。
The younger they were, the more inclined they are to listen to you.
而且越是好带。
The younger they were, it's the easier it is to take care of them.
所以我们自己想想，有的时候你在家里管教孩子的时候，或者烧一个好的菜让他吃的时候，他不喜欢的时候，你心里会怎么想
？Think about when you're cooking at home, when you cook this really nice meal for your kids and they don't like the food. How does that make you feel?
你时常会想起小的时候多好多乖，让他给他吃什么就吃什么。
You may think, man, it was much easier when they're little. They eat whatever I give them.
对啊，不像现在的话，你要给他吃的话，他要看看这个到底好不好。
Nowadays, as they get older, they might check out the food and see if they actually like it or not.
对啊，如果你跟他说这是 organic food 的话，他也不一定喜欢。
If you say to them this is organic food, they probably don't even care about that at all.
当然了，所以让我们看到，实际上我们在这个世界上，我们的随着年龄的更加的增长，如果我们没有被对付的话，我们人走的一条路。就是一个吃知识善恶树的果子的路。
That's really a phenomenon you see as people grow up. If they're not dealt by the Lord, they become more and more unruly. That's because we've eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以主耶稣叫我们回转，实际上还是让我们再继续回转到走生命树的这条道路上面来。
So Jesus wants us to be converted to go back to choose from the tree of life.
虽然我们的年龄增长，我们的知识，我们属地的知识会很多很多。
Even as we grow with age, we accumulate more earthly knowledge.
如果我们读圣经上神学院或者是各种各样的训练班，也会使我们圣经的知识也很多很多。
And as we read the Bible more or we take more Bible classes, it will increase our biblical knowledge.
而这只能让我们更加离开 像孩子的样子，如果我们不活出来的话。
If we do not live out what we learn, we will be less and less like a child.
所以我们会用圣经的知识来彼此来论断，来彼此来争吵。
We could use the knowledge we have in the Bible to debate and argue with each other.
而且我们也可以用很多很多的属灵的话语来，来做我们之间，就是说。做一些事情的时候，用属灵的话语来互相对付。
Or we debate and quarrel with each other using spiritual knowledge and spiritual things we learn in the Bible.
而且没有想到，我们确实要在生命里成长。
And all the while, neglecting the growth in life.
比如说哈，我们基督徒可能也常常会碰到。我们讲了一些很属灵的话。
For example, when you're conversing with a Christian, this person is speaking very spiritual words.
如果有的弟兄或姐妹来问你，有没有负担啊？能不能在这些上面参与一起侍奉啊
？If somebody comes to you and asks you, do you have a burden to help us serve in this area?
可能比较属灵的会说，让我祷告祷告。
A spiritual answer would be, let me pray about it.
那祷告祷告就祷的就没有了。
And he said, pray about it, and then you never hear from him.
所以我们要像孩子的样子，是就是，不是就不是。
So we want to be like a child. We'll let your yeses be yeses and let your noes be noes.
还有我们在我们生活中不要有怨气。
And another thing, another area we ought to learn in real life is to do not grumble in your life.
对，实际上有怨气，实际上你真正看到后面，就是因为你的骄傲。
You have grumbling and complaints in life. It's because you have pride.
别人这样对待你不公平。
You feel that you are unfairly treated by others.
好，别人没有尊敬你。
Or the others people have not respected you.
或者别人没有看到你的能力。
And people have not recognized your abilities.
反正各种各样，就是说你没有得到被应该尊重所尊重的。
So for whatever reason, you feel like you're not getting the respect that's due you.
会有很多很多的怨气出来。
So that's where complaints and grumblings come about.
实际上我们再去看的话，这些都是在骄傲在开始。
Again, these things are the root cause of these things is pride.
所以我们真是要记住主耶稣这句话，特别是这个图画，看见这个孩子。
So again, remember the image that Jesus wanted to present of a child.
让我们成为这孩子的样式。
To be like this child.
实际上，我们看看哈，这句话真正的讲解，这就是我们基督徒所要背的十字架。
If you really think about it, it's actually talking about a cross that Christians should bear.
对吧？我们已经得到了救恩。
We've already received our salvation.
我们回家的路已经通了。
We already have a way to go back home.
是主耶稣为我们所预备的。
And it's something that Jesus prepared for us.
可是主耶稣在这里要我们说。要转变，回转变成孩子的样式。
But one thing he asks to do is to be converted and be like a child.
所以主耶稣也说，背起你的十字架来跟从他。
And he also calls for us to carry our cross to follow him.
所以真正让我们再去明白主耶稣这样讲的话，就是要我们这些蒙恩典的人来跟随他，学他的样式。
So what he really wants us to do, wants from us, people who are saved by his grace, is to be like him.
而且主耶稣为了让我们的在地上的肉眼能够看见。是什么样的样式，在天国里的样式，就是这孩子的样式。
And he helps us to see, in this earthly world, what it will be like in the kingdom of heaven. That's why he used the illustration of a child.
而且是像一个孩子，一个单纯的心。
To have a pure heart like a child.
一个孩子很透明的心。
A transparent heart.
我想我们大人都能看到孩子，一看就知道这孩子，对吧？一看见他就感觉到很单纯。
If as a grown up look at a child, you can sense the innocence in a child.
So, 你跟孩子在一起，你不会防备他突然打你一下，或者是或者是骂你，或者是讲什么话来伤害你的。
Mostly when you're interacting with a kid, you wouldn't be afraid that he will all of a sudden start attacking you or verbally attacking you or physically attacking you.
可是我们成人在一起，常常就。会有很多地方你需要提防的地方。
But for when you're interacting with grown-ups, you sometimes want to protect yourself.
所以我们成人的话，实际上我们每一个人看每一个人的话，我们心不是那么透。
So the hearts of adults are not that transparent.
不是那么简单。
Not very simple.
我们也都知道，我们的心别人人是看不透，只有神能看透。
And we know that people cannot see through our hearts, but God can.
但是主耶稣在这里要我们变成孩子的样式。
But Jesus wants us to all become like children.
就是让我们的心就单纯。
to have pure hearts.
让我们也能够让人也能够看透。
So others can see through them as well.
让我们说的做的都是一样的。
So what we say and we do are in one accord.
让我们没有任何地方可以躲藏的。
With that we have nothing to hide from people.
因为没有什么事情可以藏起来的。
And we hide nothing either.
就像孩子一样。
Like a little child.
所以孩子如果他要藏什么东西，你一下就找到哈。
If a kid's hiding something from you, it's pretty easy for you to find.
如果他心里面在想什么东西的话，你从表面一看就看出来了。
And if he's hiding something in his heart, you can see it on his face.
所以确确实实是这样。
That's really true.
啊，我们都知道，我们这些得救的人都成为啊，我们阿爸父的孩子。
We are all, as we're saved by God's grace, we all become His children.
所以我们要真是听我们主耶稣的话，做。真正的做我们的阿爸父的孩子。
So it's important for us to listen to what Jesus tells us to really become children of the Heavenly Father.
而且是做一个听话的孩子。
And to be a good obeying child.
所以我们在这里，我们兄弟姐妹，无论你年长年轻都好，我们都有这个功课要学，要成为孩子的样式。
So for all of us, regardless of our age, this is a lesson for each one of us.
年长的就年纪越大的，可能学的功课越多。
The older you are, the more you have to learn.
而且是特别侍奉越多的啊，你的功课也越多。
The longer you have been serving in church, the more you have to learn.
并不是说你不侍奉你就没有功课哈。
It doesn't mean that if you're not serving, you don't have to learn this lesson.
只是还没有显出来而已。
It may be that it just hasn't shown itself yet.
可能你还没有开始要开始学功课，你还没有进入学功课的阶段。
Maybe you haven't begun this process of learning yet.
我们年轻人确实他们的功课会比较少。
As you're, if you're younger in age, you may have less to learn.
对，你可以看，真是你看他们的祷告，他们的祷告就是那么简单，那么从心里直接出来。
If you listen to some young people's prayer, their prayers are very simple and it's straight from their hearts.
哦，神就听这样的祷告。
And God likes to listen to that kind of prayers.
而不是像我们可能成人的话，里面要装了很多很多的修饰词在里面。
As for maybe for grown-ups, when you pray, you want to use pretty language.
放了很多很多的包装，然后再来祷告出来。
You want to prepare yourself really well to say the right things as you pray.
所以我们都一起来学这个功课，我们走这个十字架。
So this is a lesson to learn, lesson on the cross. We all ought to learn together.
让我们的脑子里常常有这幅画面，主耶稣领着孩子，让门徒学他的样式。
To have this image in our heads of Jesus bringing a child before these disciples and say that you ought to be like him.
对，有可能我们这篇讲到或者有的经文我们不能记住。
So maybe you may not be able to remember this message or the verses we read today.
但当你看到有孩子在周围跑的时候，就想到。主耶稣要我们成为孩子的样式。
But whenever you see a little kid around, you ought to be reminded this is how Jesus wants us to be.
好，谢谢大家，我们愿主耶稣祝福他自己的话语。
Thank you for listening, and may the Lord bless His own words.
谢谢。
Thanks.